The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
You're listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, the voice of real estate in the Delaware Valley, on WWDB AM Talk 860 and WWDBAM.com.
Greetings, everyone. Happy Sunday morning to all of you. Welcome to another Super Sunday of Real Estate Talk on Real Estate Today. And happy Valentine's Day to everybody. Hey, I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert, advisor, and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. And it's great to be back with all of you today, the best audience in the world. Hey, I hope you had an awesome week. I sure did. Hey, I took my beautiful bride, Eleonora, out for dinner last night at the Inn of Barley Sheep Farm up near New Hope. And we really enjoyed the wonderful atmosphere of the restaurant and had a fabulous dinner there. So it was an enjoyable night there. Hey, okay, football season's over. What'd you think of the big game last week, Tony?
It was a good game. Sorry to see Carolina lose, though.
Yeah, I hear you. Defensive game all the way.
All defense. Defense always wins.
Definitely. And pitchers, catchers coming up for the Phillies soon.
I'm getting excited. Okay. Aaron Nola. That's all I got to say. Aaron Nola. He's my interest.
2 weeks or so?
2 weeks or a week and a half or so.
Okay. Excellent. So we're in the midst of a fabulous start of the 2016 real estate market. The real estate market continues to heat up through the winter. I'm telling you, still the inventory levels are at the lowest mark in over 10 years. Listing your home for sale now will give you the most exposure to buyers, allow you to get the best price for your home. So if you're thinking of selling your home sometime this year, give me a call, 215-778-9687. And let's see if it makes sense for you to get started right now versus waiting till the end of the year, or later in the year, I should say. Hey, great lineup today of guests on the show. Coming up soon will be Barbara Ballinger. Barbara is a writer, author, and blogger, and she's going to be talking about trends that will influence homes in 2016. So I look forward to talking to Barbara about those trends. And then later on, we're going to have Jesse Schweiger with Atlantic Home Loans. We'll be checking in with us shortly to talk about, to answer Jerry and Emily's questions. They emailed me on getting a mortgage if you're buying a luxury home. So I look forward to hear what Jerry has to say about that. So you can see we have a jam-packed show today. Hey, be sure to check out our website, realestatetodayshow.com. On Twitter, follow us at Paul Rosso, and be sure to like our Facebook page, Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor, to receive show updates and the latest real estate news, tips, and more. That's, again, facebook.com/Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor. Congratulations to Bonnie Lake Grant and Marie Fisher on winning the drawing during the Super Bowl game for the $50 gift certificate for being a fan of our business page. Hey, I appreciate all the great feedback I also received on last week's show with Jesse Schweiger with Atlantic Home Loans, who talked about some credit tips, and Gary Washington, who had he's with Washington Design, and he had a great show on smart home technology. It's a really fantastic topic. So it was a great informative show. If you missed the show, you can listen to the podcast on our website, realestatetodayshow.com. That's realestatetodayshow.com. As you know, in addition to the radio show, I love helping sellers, buyers, and investors with all their real estate needs. I've had the good fortune of being the trusted real estate advisor and champion for hundreds of clients over the 28 years I've been doing this now, and I'm always committed to serving you with all your real estate needs with my five-star client first service. So if you're looking to sell, buy, or invest in real estate this year, give me a call, 215-778-9687. 215-778-9687. Hey, if you want to be part of the program today, call or text us on our mobile phone at 215-778-9687. 215-778-9687. Email us. You can email us during the show at paul@paulrosso.com. Again, if you're on Twitter, follow us at Paul Rosso, and on Facebook, please like our Facebook page, Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor. Okay, we're going to get the show started here. Once again, you're listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso on WWDB, Talk 860 AM. So let's get the show started here. You know, a new year brings new trends in the housing industry, and here to talk about the trends that will be influencing homes in 2016 is Barbara Ballinger. She's a writer, author, speaker, and blogger. Her new book is The Garden Bible. Welcome back to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, Barbara. Glad to have you back on the show to share your insights about some of the trends coming in 2016.
Thank you so much for having me again.
Okay, appreciate that, Barbara. So, Barbara, can you give our audience a little background about yourself again, please?
Sure, I'd be glad to. I've been writing about design, real estate, and other topics that have nothing to do with necessarily design, real estate, family business, health, food, entertaining. But most of the foci that have carried through the years has been the design and real estate since I was at a magazine in New York and then at the National Association on staff and now a freelancer for that and also as a reporter for a newspaper in St. Louis.
Okay.
And it's always interested me in being both a writer, reporter, blogger, speaker, looking at the trends and, you know, how they come into being, how long they stay, which ones continue and which ones disappear. And we've been seeing some of these trends, you know, gradually merge. They're not just starting brand new in 2016, but they're, in many cases they're increasing in popularity. I think one of the things, first of all, is to tell people, you know, you're not going to redo your home completely based on what you read that I'm telling you about.
Okay, Barbara, we had you on the show last year when we talked about your new book, The Garden Bible, and we're going to have you back on the show shortly in a couple of weeks to talk more about your book there and about gardening. But can you give us a little brief synopsis of your Garden Bible book?
I will be glad to. I've written about gardens for a long time. I have a little bit of a green thumb and have a vegetable garden myself now. But because of my interviewing of a lot of landscape designers and architects, I knew that there was a need. And one person in particular who I've interviewed and worked with many times, Michael Glassman, is a landscape designer based in Sacramento, California.
Okay.
And he felt there wasn't an accessible book that really took homeowners through the process from deciding on a budget, coming up with a master plan with a professional, installing it and maintaining it. So that's the focus of the book. It's chock-a-block with probably more than 350 images and lots of ideas from professionals across the country, and even we have an Australian garden.
Okay.
So that's just out. And my kitchen Bible, which we talked about at one time, which was written with two others, is going into reprint now. So that's
exciting. Excellent. Excellent. Now, we had you on the show earlier last year when we talked about trends in homes for 2015. Are a lot of those trends still popular going into 2016?
I would say yes, and then some, you know, even increasing in popularity.
Okay.
Being green, being sustainable is even more so. Homeowners, not every homeowner cares, but many do care. They want to buy products, building products that are made nearby, you know, not necessarily shipped from across the globe. They care about the wood that's used, that they find it from that it has a certified label that, you know, from the correct kind of forest. So that's more popular.
Okay.
But it's not brand new, but it's increasing in popularity. People also, I would say another trend that's taken hold in recent years and becoming more so, which we touched on before, is because of the climate change. There have been a lot of disasters, whether it's, you know, Hurricane Sandy or whatever, or big snowfalls in Boston last year, and people want to invest in materials and architecture that's going to help withstand, you know, better windows, better structures, building above ground, not necessarily going to the site that's right on the water out of fear.
So let's talk about the trends for 2016, okay? So
great.
Why don't we start off with the first trend in the article you wrote with for Realtor Magazine. First one you talked about, first trend upcoming, you talked about more resilient and sustainable homes.
Right, because of what's happening with some weather in certain areas getting fiercer, tougher to deal with. And sometimes, you know, the weather forecasters can make predictions. Sometimes they're right. Sometimes they're not right. So it's better to build or remodel from the get-go with materials that are going to withstand the possible problems. better windows, for example, better engineering techniques that provide sturdier structural envelopes that are can withstand the worst weather.
Right. And you see this happening across the country?
Yes, yes. Okay. You know, different dealing with different issues, whether it's a hurricane, snow in Boston, floods in different areas.
Okay.
It doesn't hurt to build extra well. I mentioned what was, I thought, interesting, one community in Boston that was designed to be among the first residential developments in New England to receive net zero and LEED platinum certification. So it's going to be built extra responsible to the environment.
Okay. And then the second trend you talked about was classics made more affordable. What's important about that? What's that all about?
Okay, people don't want to decorate and remodel every year. Most people can't afford to.
Right.
So they are more interested in materials that are likely going to last. Now, granted, granite was in for a long time. It's been replaced in popularity now by quartz and quartzite. Some of that is due to just people seeing granite everywhere. It doesn't mean you should go rip out your granite countertops if you have them. But no, of course not. But you might, if you're starting now, you might choose something that's even more durable, like the quartzite or the quartz. You might choose a stone that's in a neutral tone and change the accessories around. So it's picking things with an eye towards not just the next buyer, but for yourself. Am I going to like this for several years, hopefully?
Sure. Yeah, especially a kitchen. It's a big project.
And there are
a
lot of materials also that mimic others that can be more durable and sometimes less expensive. For example, you know, wood is a great material. It lasts. It's beautiful. It's warm. It's inviting. Some woods are more expensive to lay. But there's also now good porcelain planks that you can put down that mimic wood well, and some of them are even more durable. So that's probably become a class choice.
Okay. Okay. Your next one is drought awareness.
Right. Not every state is having the problems that California and some other desert areas are. But the idea of being a good steward of the environment wherever you live is a great idea. You know, if you're going to buy a new sink toilet, why not buy a water-saving fixture, a low-flow toilet and shower head that is becoming, you know, standard and mandated in places like California? But why not do it now, even if you're in New York or Chicago? There's a lot of choices. Also, there are systems, if you want to put in a sprinkler in your yard, if you don't want to haul around the hose all the time, there are systems now that, you know, will shut off automatically, or you can time them so that if it's raining, you're not using up more water. Or you can add a cistern or a barrel that collects the water that comes off your roof. And in some areas, you can start to recycle that for use indoors, the gray water.
Right. Okay. I understand that. So, Barbara,
not everybody potential buyer is going to ask their realtor, you know, for some of these features. But I think the younger market especially is so aware of this that why not, if you're making the change, make the right change?
Sure. I mean, making a house more and more environmentally friendly is a good thing, a good investment, I see. And I think the statistics are bearing that out at this point.
Right, and it's fun. I'll give you a good example of something that I did recently. I was redoing a bathroom. I couldn't decide what I wanted the shelves to be. Didn't have a lot of space. It was very tiny. And I started looking online, and there's so many great online resources in addition to the realtor website, you know, Houzz and other ones.
Right.
And I saw a bathroom that had wood shelves, and I loved the sort of old look hipness of that with the clean line subway tiles, which will never go out of style. So my contractor said, you've got old wood that you don't need in your attic. let's wrap the shelves in some of your boards.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, this is great.
Yeah.
This is as green as you get. Go into your house, look what you have that you're not using, and recycle it.
Yeah, that's a great story and a good idea, definitely. Definitely. So, Barbara, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to talk about some of the other trends coming up. I know you have 12 trends. We have digitized marketing, manufacturing, reclaimed wood floors, you know, a host of other things. So we'll be right back with Barbara Ballinger, author, writer, and speaker, talking about the trends impacting the housing industry in 2016. Stay tuned for more on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. We'll be right back.
Hello, homeowners. If you need to sell your home, you just need to make one call to Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties and then forget about it. Paul has a proven marketing system for attracting dozens of qualified home buyers every week that is so effective that he can guarantee to sell your home in 59 days at a price you agree to, or Paul will sell it for free. Now, that may sound hard to believe, but trust me, this is real. Paul's proven marketing system will attract qualified buyers for your home, which creates demand and helps his home sell fast and for the most money. Paul will even let you out of the contract at any point during the listing. But that doesn't ever happen because Paul is going to sell your home. So grab a pen. Call Paul now. The number is 215-778-9687. Or you can go online at soldbypaulrosso.com. That's soldbypaulrosso.com.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332, so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at DelVal Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call DelVal Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert, advisor, and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. And if you're thinking of buying a home this year, I'd love to help you do that. You know, I have a proven, repeatable system backed by market research to find you the perfect home, negotiate the best price and terms for you, and to save you thousands of dollars in unnecessary repairs and costly mistakes. Hey, I'm thrilled to have you with us today. I hope you're enjoying this show on this super Sunday morning. Be sure to like our Facebook page, Paul Rosso, Real Estate Advisor. And, you know, the numbers for 2015 are coming in, and I just wanted to recap some of the numbers out of the Multiple Listing Service. They give us a little update on the year 2015 through the Multiple Listing Service. And just quick things, and we'll have Barbara Ballinger back in a second here. So total residential listings last year in the Multiple Listing Service, and it covers a pretty wide area now. It pretty much covers the entire Philadelphia region and on the outskirts of Philadelphia also. So there was 137,481 listings put in the Multiple Listing Service. The total showings were 2,057,390 showings. A lot of showings last year. Hey, total residential sales were 83,371 in the Philadelphia region. Average sale price was in the Multiple Listing Service was $256,570.27. I don't know how they got to 27 cents. And total residential sales volume was $21 billion in the Philadelphia metropolitan area. So just some quick numbers out of the multiple listing service. We'll have a few more after each commercial break today. So we're getting back with our topic today with and our guest, Barbara Ballinger. She's a writer, author, and blogger. And her latest book is the Garden Bible. And Barbara, we're talking about trends of in housing for 2016. And I want to go on to the fourth trend you had in the article here with through Realtor Magazine, digitized manufacturing. What's that mean?
Well, that's possible because of new computer technology. It's easier to get a more realistic likeness, and in many cases, 3D manufacturing. So they're fabricated materials that are alternative to expensive custom choices. That I was told about by an architect actually in the Philadelphia area,
okay.
Cecil Baker. There's a technology, for example, that you can make glass which incorporates patterns and etched surfaces directly into the glass. And because it's manufactured this way, it's a lot faster and less costly than doing it all by hand.
Sure.
So it gives a lot of homeowners want a more personal environment. They don't want a cookie cutter that looks like everybody else's.
Right.
So this gives them one option.
Okay. All right, terrific. And your next trend is reclaimed wood floors.
Right, which I mentioned that I did that in a way by using wood for my own house.
Right.
But a lot of people like the idea, you know, emotionally of having wood that's been somewhere else, in a barn, in a factory. They like that patina, the age. They like to see the knot holes, the wormholes, whatever else. And there are companies that take this wood and they'll custom mill it and finish it, put on a finish so it wears well, use it on the floor, use it ceiling walls, and I mentioned one company, the Hudson Company, which is based in upstate New York that does this and is getting a lot more requests. Again, it gives it a personalized look, and it reuses something from the environment rather than start from scratch.
Right. I mean, we have a lot of old barns in some of the areas around here, so you know, I know a lot of them have been rehabbed, but some of the wood has been reused also. So that's kind of the things
I mean,
talking
it can
about.
Be more expensive than new wood.
Right.
But it's also doing something good for the environment.
Sure. And it's making
And it really reflects what's happening in the food industry. You know, people love knowing that the food came from someone's farm, the farm-to-table movement.
Sure,
so it's the same.
Yeah, and, you know, it's part of personalizing things like you were talking about and also having something unique in your home that other people don't have.
Exactly. And these days you can also, it doesn't necessarily have to be dark. There's a trend for the latest generation of reclaimed boards to be lighter, fit more with the increase in popularity of contemporary furnishings and design. Some of them, you know, almost have that Swedish light-colored look.
Right, right. Okay. Next trend you talked about is softening modern severity.
Yes, there is a return to more modern. Doesn't mean, again, people with traditional homes and furnishings should throw them all out. But maybe you might incorporate something more modern. Or it's, again, that handcrafted, personalized touch. So one architecture firm that I talked to in Austin, they tend to include these kind of features, materials, elements in their modern settings, which helps warm up. They might use some reclaimed boards. They might use some metal that's been somewhere else. They might treat it and make it a slightly different color. But it looks warmer, more inviting, more lived in and loved. You know, there were periods where we went through homes looking almost like a laboratory, very sterile, very severe. That's not what people necessarily want anymore.
Right. Okay. Terrific. So, Barbara, we're going to take another break, and when we come back, we want to talk about some of the other trends that you discuss here. You know, walk-in, universal design.
Good.
Pantries, you know, a better integration between indoors and outdoors. So we got a lot more to cover on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, with Barbara Ballinger, writer, author, and a blogger. So stay tuned for more on Real Estate Today. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to sell your home for quick cash? Do you have a home that is dated or in need of repair and just want to sell the house as is for cash? Well, be careful of those fast cash for houses sharks. Before you do anything, give Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties a call. Paul can help you evaluate your home and your situation and then help you decide if you should go for a quick cash sale or if you would be better off putting your home on the market and selling it as is. Give Paul a call now at 215-968-7402 for a no-cost, no-obligation, fair and honest evaluation, or reach out to him online at cashorsell.com.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at Del Val Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call Del Val Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Gen X, Gen Y, Millennial, Generation Me, Generation Internet. You know who you are. You've been crushed by this economy. College debt, credit issues, lack of savings, but things are turning around for you. So if you're trying to move out of your parents' home, a friend's house, or an apartment, now's the time to do it. Interest rates are low. Prices are good. You know you need to get out and you need to get your own place, a piece of the American dream. Look, the only way you're going to be able to do that is to find out what's it going to take for you to buy a home. You know the smart thing to do is to call or text Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties right now at 215-778-9687 to get yourself on a path to home ownership. Paul is fighting for your generation. He's not counting you out. He believes in you. He's here to give you the advice and tools you need to buy a home right now. Call or text Paul now at 215-778-9687. That's 215-778-9687.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. So happy to have you join us today on WWDB Talk 860 AM. The show is also streamed live on our website, realestatetodayshow.com. Our call number, if you have any questions or comments, or you want to be involved in the program, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. You can also follow us on Twitter at Paul Rosso. And, you know, getting back to some of the statistics out of the multiple listing service, you know, I always say if a house is priced right, it's going to sell within 30 days. And, you know, you break down the days on the market of residential sales throughout the entire multiple listing service. And, again, there was 137,500 listings last year. But, you know, 0 to 30 days on the market, 35,000 homes sold in the first 30 days, 24,000 sold in from 31 to 90 days, 15,000 sold from 91 to 180 days, and, you know, 8,000 sold more than 6 months. So you can see the majority of homes will sell in the very beginning as long as they're priced right or if you make price improvements as necessary. So, you know, some more tidbits from the multiple listing service out of 2015. We got some fun facts coming up after the next break. So we'll continue our discussion with Barbara Ballinger. We're talking about, you know, some of the housing trends that will influence housing in 2016. And Barbara, this is the next trend you talked about is a trend that my wife always gets a kick out of, and that is the tiny house movement. And you talked about tiny house movement on wheels. So what's that all about?
Yeah, this is, I thought, this is a little bit different than some of the other trends. Not going to appeal to everybody, but we like Little House, the Escape Sport House by one company. And it's a little house, and it's on wheels, so you could go anywhere. You know, it's not just staying in a big RV.
Right.
But you could also have it possibly, you know, depending on your community and your backyard. It could be a great little place for guests all to stay. To stay if you're not on the road, maybe an in-law suite, and it's got big windows, and it's got full size, you know, it's got equipment so you can cook, and it offers those who are keen on smaller houses, which is definitely a trend with, you know, note the micro apartments that are taking off. But the toilet and sink in this one are full size, which isn't always the case with RVs. So we thought this was cute and, you know, flexible. And that's, we like to expose people to new trends.
Sure, definitely. And, you know, it's funny, my wife watches a lot of this real estate shows. You know, when I come home from work, I don't like to watch them, but she has them on. I get to peek at some of them, and tiny house movement always kind of cracks me up, because especially when you see the families of like six, you know, trying to buy like an 800 square foot house. I'm thinking they just want to be on TV. But, you know, for if it's the right size family, you know, a tiny house is a good alternative, you know, a lot less expensive. So interesting
trend.
Well,
and also, I'm a boomer, and my age group, you know, we've had big homes, we've had big apartments, and many of us don't need that space. Or sometimes people buy a place for other family members, and we often think and say you should buy it for yourself. You can always put up people at a hotel or someplace else.
Right. So, Barbara, the next trend we talked about is walk-in universal design pantries. What exactly do you mean as far as that's concerned?
Okay. It's a large pantry where you can put things, you know, food, storage, little containers, anything.
Okay.
And easy heights to reach at, so you can make the door wide enough or have no door so somebody with a walker, wheelchair, cane can get in and use it. And the point is to make your home possible for you to stay in it as you age, or if you have a physical challenge. Not just older people have this, young people can have it. And it's to make your house the best home it can be for you and also for visitors.
Right.
And I've often talked to Rosemary Rossetti, who had a bicycle accident when she was 44, and she and her husband built a house that was designed to better accommodate them so she could remain independent.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a big trend. I can see that as being a big trend because more and more people, like you said, you know, want to stay in their own home and, you know, making design changes when you something to consider when you're making some renovations in your home, I guess, right?
Right. And I, for example, as I found, I decided to put a grab bar. Some don't think they're attractive. I think the one I got was.
Okay.
It wasn't very expensive, and it was a good idea to put it in the bathtub, shower. I don't need it now. Maybe I will need it, but someone who visits me may need it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's a good idea because I know we're going to be redesigning our bathroom over the next couple of years, and I like that. You know, I like that suggestion there because we have to take that, you know, we should be taking that in consideration for sure.
Right, which also means universal design means better lighting. So people, if they have eye problems, it maybe means bells or something if people have hearing, you know, problems or louder. It means slip-resistant floors instead of the most shiny surface. If somebody has problem walking, or putting different colors or a brighter color if their eyesight is going, you know, macular degeneration, so that they can see steps as they change.
Okay.
There's so many things you can do nowadays, and they're good looking. It's not going to be an eyesore or make it look like a hospital.
Okay. I think that's a good trend, you know, coming in because I think it's going to be needed over the next couple of years. All right, so we're moving on. Next trend you talked about is better integration of indoors and outdoors.
Yes, people want to spend time outdoors, whether it's sitting on a deck, growing vegetables, gathering around a fire pit, whatever. And it's easier to do if you've got bigger windows, nice doors to get outside, and if you've got, you know, 10 feet of snow or whatever, at least you can see outdoors through these larger expanses, but also make it easier to go in and out. So that's what we mean by the better integration of indoors and outdoors. And along with that, outdoor spaces are becoming almost like inside, nicer furnishings, you know, bigger outdoor kitchens so you don't have to go back indoors, screen porches that aren't just used in the summer when there are mosquitoes. but they can be used, you know, maybe not necessarily year-round, but sometimes three-quarters of the year.
Sure.
With heating systems, fireplaces, all sorts of accoutrements.
Yeah, I mean, my wife lives in our sunroom, you know, at least three seasons, and, you know, any warm day, and we got off pretty easy so far this year in the Philadelphia area weather-wise, but, you know, when the sun's strong, you know, we have southern exposure, we get a lot of sun out there, and, you know, so even during the winter, there are a lot of days, you know, during the day that, she, you know, she works out of the house, she can go out in the sunroom and enjoy the bright lights out there.
Yeah, or you might want to put a little space out there if, you know, it gets a little nippy or whatever, or put a fireplace out there and, you know, build. There are all sorts of wonderful fireplaces to use.
Sure, sure, definitely. So, Barbara, we have a couple more left talking about color patterns.
Good.
And a few other things. So we're going to take another
Good.
Break. When we come back, we'll have more with Barbara Ballinger on the trends of 2016 in housing. So we'll be right back with more on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. Stay tuned.
You just purchased your
Okay.
dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332, so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
Why the long face, Joe?
I'm supposed to move soon, but I just can't seem to sell my house. I've been on the market for over 10 months, and my agent hasn't called me back in weeks. I don't know what to do.
Call Paul.
What?
Call Paul. I had the same problem until I called Paul Rosso of RE/MAX Properties. When I called Paul, I had buyers lining up to see my home, and because they were all competing for the home, I was able to sell my home for more than my asking price.
More?
That's right, more. Paul Rosso has sold hundreds of homes in the greater Philadelphia region over the last 25 years. As a certified home selling advisor and certified negotiation expert, Paul's developed a proven home selling system that is designed to sell your home for top dollar quickly. He offers an easy exit contract and a communication guarantee.
Wow! Tell me how to call Paul.
Just dial 215-968-7402.
215-968-7402. Got it.
You can also visit Paul on the web at paulrosso.com. That's PAULROSSO.com. Paul Rosso is your trusted real estate advisor if you want to sell your home for top dollar fast.
I'm calling Paul right now.
This is Tom. Paul Rosso did a very professional job selling my home. His home selling program created 19 showings on my home the very first week on the market. And Paul generated three offers on my home. From the very beginning, I trusted Paul. I trusted the advice Paul gave me. And he did everything he said he would do. Paul followed through and kept me informed every step of the way. What sets Paul apart from other agents is his knowledge of the market, his honesty, and his commitment to customer service. I highly recommend that you choose Paul as your agent.
You are listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, my dad, on WWDB Talk Radio, 860 AM, and WWDBAN.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert, advisor, and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. Hey, if you need to sell your home this year, give me a call first. I have a proven, repeatable system backed by market research to sell your home for up to 18% more money than traditional real estate agents. Hey, our call-in number is 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. If you're on Facebook, please like our Facebook page, Paul Rosso, Real Estate Advisor. And you can always tune in to and listen to the show on your smartphone or tablet with the TuneIn and iHeartRadio apps. Hey, we're continuing our discussion with Barbara Ballinger. She's a writer, author, and blogger. And she wrote an article for Realtor Magazine about the trends that will influence homes in 2016. And Barbara, as we continue here, you talked about softer layered cover palettes. as in
yes, for several years we've had, you know, there have been years where we've had all monochromatic whites and beiges. We've had bolder colors. We're now seeing the color pundits have said that the colors are softer, but they're not just one color. They're layers of color for richer, more textured, also more personalized setting. So that's what's going to be around. Again, it doesn't mean throw out what you have or you have to recover. You can add one of these colors in if you want to, if you like them. It might be in pillows. It might be in just even flowers that you bring in. But if you're redoing and you like this palette, you might do more. You might do countertops in these new quartz colors, for example.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And your next trend is copper chic surges.
Right. Copper, we mentioned copper last year, that, you know, not everything is stainless steel. Think back to those great Julia Child copper pots, and this is another option. It has a sheen, a sparkle, a glamour. So before you automatically go to stainless or brushed nickel, think about, do I like this copper, this brass, this gold look? Copper is also good because it's said to reduce bacteria more than some other materials. So it's another option that people might consider. It has an old world glamorous look, you know, sort of Hollywoodish.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think that's an interesting trend. I'm starting to see in some of the homes that I've been showing also. So terrific. And your last trend is enhancing entertainment spaces with niches and back kitchens.
Yes. Yes, we know that people are spending so much more time in the kitchen. We know that kitchens have become the heart of the house. We've also seen the trend of walls coming down. So it's not just the kitchen anymore, but it could be the living room, dining room, kitchen, sort of that loft aesthetic. People want to live more casually in general. People don't want fancy closed-off spaces. But sometimes you don't know what to do with all that stuff you have.
Right.
You know, you've cleaned off the counters. You've put stuff in cupboards as much. But you also need a working space. So one option, if you have the space, as suggested by Chicago kitchen designer Mick DiGiulio, who has a new book out called Kitchen, is to have more than a pantry, have a walk-in back area where you can, sometimes if it's big enough, you could put a second sink or at least have good shelving. And if it's great, if it has a window, because then it's more pleasant to be in and at least have good lighting. And it's a place where you can put stuff and work and keep it out of the rest of the kitchen, especially when you're having company.
Yeah. Okay.
But you have to have space to do that. Not everybody has room for this little back kitchen. It's almost like the way the butler's pantry was in many homes, although that was more in view. That was the space often between the kitchen and the dining room where cabinets and counter were set up and maybe a bar sink. So it's just another way to make your house more clutter-free, as the author of that book, Tidying Up, has suggested.
Right. Yeah, I'm starting to see some kitchens, you know, second kitchen in the basement also. Yeah, it's becoming a big entertainment area with media centers and, you know, bars down there. I'm starting to see more, you know, like kitchen setups downstairs down in the basement
also.
Which
is also great if you have a downstairs that's waterproofed and, you know, as long as people are willing to go downstairs. I think that's a big thing. You know, the old-fashioned rec room of the 50s and then the man cave. And I think it's great to fix up that space and make use of your space, especially if you're in a single-family home or maybe a brownstone-type home. But I think people should really be honest with each other and the family. Are they going to go down and venture down there? People think, oh, it's a great place for kids to play. And then sometimes kids don't want to be down there when they're young away from parents, or you don't want them to be.
Right.
You know, it might be a better option if you have teenagers.
Sure. Yeah, definitely. I mean, my office is in my basement, so we don't utilize that as much with the kids as we probably should. But, you know, I'm starting to see more and more, you know, especially with, you know, new construction's also a big one. Finished basements, bars, you know, big bars down there, and second kitchens. And like you said,
which is especially nice if it's got a door and a or some light, some natural light.
Right.
It's really wonderful. And then, of course, there's also the option of, which I wrote another piece for Realtor a few months ago about converting your attic. So some people would rather go up than down.
Sure.
Which, so that's another option. If, you know, if you have expandable space and, or weigh the costs of, would it be, make it more sense to fix up the basement versus the attic? You know, the pros and cons of each.
Right. And you know, the basement, as your other trend is, you know, spilling over from the basement to the outdoors also, you know, if it's an above ground, above grade, basement, you know, walk out into the entertainment area. I call it the entertainment area out back. And, you know, so.
Exactly. You have a terrace there, maybe a barbecue or a full kitchen. And especially if you have privacy or a great view, you know, it's a wonderful, the outdoors can expand your interior square footage, and it also makes it nice from the inside looking out. But all these trends that I mentioned, I want to plug the National Association of Realtors. They're all online at the Realtor site, so people can read about them in more detail and understand how they impact the real estate value of their home and potential resale. I mean, I don't think you should do anything to sell your home, but as long as you're doing, why not think about, does this make sense, maybe for others?
Sure. Sure, definitely. And always, and you know, always keep in mind, you know, the potential resale value also, if you're not going to be in the house, you know, forever. So, I mean, a lot of these trends.
I would love to do my kitchen over, and I've been told that it doesn't make sense right now.
Okay. Yeah, I fully understand. So, Barbara, these are great trend tips of what's happening in 2016 and beyond. And I got to get you scheduled in to come back to talk a little bit more about gardening. I want to talk about, you know, how much I want to talk about, you know, getting your garden ready for, you know, right at the winter. And then also you wrote a nice article about, you know, revitalizing your ranch homes, and which I think is a real important trend going on also.
Yeah, I'd love to talk about that.
Yeah, definitely.
It's such a great option, especially for young couples, because sometimes they're priced, you know, more affordably.
Right.
And for also older people who want to be on one level.
Yeah, I think it's a great, you know, the over 55 homes are not for everybody. I think ranchers, which, you know, in our area, no one seems to be building again, but I think they're great options. So I'm anxious to hear what you have to say about that. So, Barbara, I appreciate you coming on today. How can someone reach out to you or look at some of your articles and your books?
They can Google me.
Okay.
My website is temporarily down because it's being redesigned and updated, but they can go on to the realtor.org site and plug in my name and read about these and read other really good articles by other writers and reporters for NAR. And they can go on Amazon and see, they can buy the Garden Bible online. It's now available, and soon they'll be able to buy the second reprint of the Kitchen Bible.
Okay, excellent. And Barbara, I thought, you know, is there one trend that you didn't get a chance to write on that you may think would be good for our audience to know about? You know, maybe is there a 13th one that you wish you had added in after you wrote the article?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say a 13th trend. I would say yes. I would say go online and use the wealth of resources in decorating architecture to inform yourself before you go out into the stores, before you hire someone. I think it's still important to hire someone. But educate yourself as much as possible. For example, I love stainless steel counters. Other people think, oh, they nick too much, they don't look nice. Educate yourself. Find out how much they do, if that's going to bother you or not. Look at it in various kitchens. There's so much information online at Howe's and All Modern and Remodelista and Gardenista. There's so many great sites. So that's a trend. Doing your looking on the computer first.
Okay. Terrific. Well, Barbara, thanks again, and enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay. Have a good night. Have a good day.
Bye.
Now. All right. Bye now. Hey, just some fun facts from the multiple listing service. The highest price home, single-family home, was sold last year in the multiple listing service was $5.5 million. The lowest price single-family home was $2,000. Square footage of the largest single-family home sold was 44,431 square feet, a big house. Square footage of the smallest single home sold was 163. It's funny because we just talked about that trend for tiny houses, and that's 163 square feet, so very tiny. And on the other flip side, most bedrooms in a single family home sold was 16, and the most bathrooms in a single family home sold was 12 bathrooms. Wow. It's all around the place. Can you handle 12 bathrooms there, Tony? Cleaning is going to be a problem with that, I'm sure. Hey, so let's wrap up another great show for the greatest audience in the world, all of you. I hope you enjoyed the show today. I want to thank my guests. Barbara Ballinger, Jesse Swiger wasn't able to make it today, so we'll probably have them on next week to update us on and answer the question that we got emailed on. So I want to thank my guest, Barbara Ballinger. We have another jam-packed show lined up for next week, so be sure to join us next Sunday morning at 11 o'clock right here on WWDB Talk 860 AM. Stream live on our website at retodayshow.com. I have one more appointment with the seller right after the show, and then I'll be heading home to enjoy Valentine's Day with my beautiful bride, Eleanor, and our two children. I really want to thank all of you for tuning in this Super Sunday morning and Valentine's Day. Enjoy the rest of your Valentine's Day. Thank you again for my producer, Tony, for another great show. I appreciate that. Once again, my name is Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert, advisor, and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. I help buyers, sellers, and investors throughout the Philadelphia area, specializing in Bucks County, Philadelphia, and Eastern Montgomery County. You can always give me a call, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. If you're outside of the area, I can refer you to an agent, my top agent referral network. And if I do that, I'll stay involved in the whole process to make sure you get great service throughout the entire process for you, either buying, selling, investing outside of my market area. Hey, if you have any questions or real estate needs, give me a call, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. Please continue to spread the word about the show to your family and friends. If you're interested in being a sponsor or advertising on the show, give me a call, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. You can check out all our past shows on our website, realestatetodayshow.com. Have an enjoyable week, and we'll see you back here next Sunday morning, 11 o'clock, on WWDB Talk 860 AM. And remember, a house is made with walls and beams. A home is made with love and dreams. Good day, everyone, and have a great week.